The U.S. Supreme Court is allowing a controversial program intended to lower prescription drug prices to take effect in Maine. The drug industry sued the state over the Maine RX program, charging the program violates federal law. Analysts say the court's decision could help as other states try to lower the price of medicines. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
The Maine RX law never took effect, even though it was approved 3 years ago. It was stopped by a drug industry lawsuit before any of the 300,000 Maine residents without drug coverage could enroll. Trish Riley, director of the Governor's Office of Health Policy, says Maine now plans to implement the law as soon as possible.
We, of course, have to study the court's decision and make a determination about how and when to proceed. But as soon as we can get this program up and running, Maine citizens who are eligible will be eligible for a 25% discount for their drug benefits.
The law seeks to force drug makers to provide the same discounts they're required to give to low-income Medicaid patients to all people without drug coverage. If drug companies refuse, the state will make it more difficult for Medicaid patients to get those companies' drugs. The drug industry in its suit argued that's an abuse of federal Medicaid law. The court divided over that question, but a 6-3 majority said the law should be allowed to go into effect to see if the problems drug makers fear actually materialize. Riley said that while Maine expects further challenges from drug makers, this was an important step forward.
It's a significant victory, I think, in that it shows that states can be the laboratories of reform, and it's an appropriate role for us to really demonstrate new ways to deliver health care benefits.
Other states are now expected to follow Maine's lead, but many are pushed less by a desire to expand benefits than by a desire to save money, especially on prescription drugs. Diane Rowland is executive vice president of the Kaiser Family Foundation. She says that with virtually every state's budget in crisis, finding ways to curb drug spending is more urgent than ever.
Prescription drug costs for the states have been rising the most rapidly of any part of the Medicaid program. Over the last few years, they went up 20% compared to a 9% increase in overall Medicaid spending.
Kevin Kincannon helped develop Maine RX. He's now head of Iowa's Department of Human Services. He says programs like this will save states money, even though they're designed for people whose health costs aren't covered by state programs. If these people can get drugs needed to keep them well, he says, they won't end up on the Medicaid rolls.
If a person becomes so seriously disabled or debilitated by, for example, a serious heart attack or a stroke, then chances are they're going to become eligible for the full range of Medicaid benefits.
But critics say programs like Maine RX help the uninsured at the expense of Medicaid patients. If drug companies refuse to offer discounts to the uninsured, the state will require advance permission before doctors can prescribe their drugs to Medicaid patients. Sheldon Taubman is a staff attorney at New Haven Legal Assistance in Connecticut. He says many patients with all kinds of insurance end up at the pharmacy only to discover their prescription can't be filled because they didn't get prior authorization. But it's much harder for low-income Medicaid patients to make that second trip to the pharmacy or spend time calling doctors and insurance companies.
What this means is that for Medicaid recipients, more so than other insured folks, a rejection at the pharmacy due to lack of prior authorization more often results in no drug at all being dispensed.
States say the prior authorization requirements are not much of a barrier, but Taubman says if that was true, then the program would have no teeth.
The point of prior authorization is to be burdensome. It is a system in which prior authorization is essentially used as a club in order to extract money from these drug companies.
So far, only Hawaii has approved a plan similar to Maine's, but nearly half the states have considered various other ways to hold down drug spending, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. And the drug industry has vowed to fight just about every one. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.